Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, Karma Yoga, text number 2. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityanandam, Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yamishreneva Vakyenam, Buddhimogayasivamem, Tatekam Bada Nishchityam, Yena Shriyogam Apnuyam. Yamishreneva Vakyenam, Buddhimogayasivamem, Tatekam Veda Nishchityam, Yena Shriyogam Apnuyam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Jai Srila Prabhupada. My intelligence is bewildered by your equivocal instructions. Therefore, please tell me decisively which will be the most beneficial for me. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Jnanatimirandasya, Jnananjana Salakayam, Sakshuranmilitam Yena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prashtaya Bhutalim, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yutinaminem. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharinim Nirvishesha Sunyavati Pashat Deshataranim Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pratayatim Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaham Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitayacham Jagathitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaham Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanuramardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishna Vande Jagadgurum. Hare Krishna. In life, certain things if you lose, very difficult to bring back. Especially if you take the example of a time. Sanakya Pandit says, even if you give millions of gold coin, we cannot bring back even 1 second of our life. So the time factor is very, very important. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ayur Harati Vaipum Sam, means the rising of the sun in the morning and sun is setting in the evening. From the sunrise to sunset, 1 day of our life is taken away. So we should not waste our valuable time. If you want to know the value of time, if you go and ask some elderly people, some old people, they will explain, oh my God, I have wasted so much of time in my life. I was very youthful. I was going everywhere. I wasted my life. Now I am sitting like this. Now all my legs and hands are paining. I cannot go anywhere. So in this way, they will advise not to waste the time. So even in Ramayana, we see Lord Ram is explaining to Mother Sita, oh Devi, whatever, I can bring anything back, but only I cannot, even God also cannot bring the time back. So when we should not waste our time. So some people, if you go and ask them what you are doing, they will say time passing. We have to understand that time, we are not passing the time, but the time is passing us. So we have to be very careful. Did Krishna explain in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is Kalosmin. Kala means he is there as a time factor, as a Kala Chakra. The Kala Chakra is a keep on rotating. Each second of our life is very, very important. So we should always use time for chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, as much as possible. And we all always utilize the time. So because time is a very, very important, once it's gone, we will not get back. The two, getting the human body, that too very, very difficult. Prahlad Maharaj explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Durlabam Manusam Janmam. Durlabam Manusam Janma means getting the human form of life is very, very difficult. It is explained in Shastra, in Padma Purana, Jalaja Navalakkani Stavara Laksha Vimshayo. Means there are 8,400,000 species of life is there. So the human body we get after crossing all the species. For example, Jalaja Navalakkani means in the water there are 9 lakh species are there. Jalaja Navalakkani Stavara Lakshavimshati. After that, in a tree form, Lakshavimshati means there are 11 lakhs species of life is there in the trees. Even if you go on as a scientist, they cannot find out how many species are there in the universe. Only God can know, because God is created everything. So only in the water there are 9 lakh species of life is there. Species of life means there is a fish, there are so many other things are there. The tree form, there are 11 lakh trees, different trees. We have not seen many trees. Jalaja Lavakani Stavara Lakshavimshati Krimayo. After that there are the krimis. That is there. So in this way, if we pass one after another, we finally we come to the human form. So getting the human form is very, very difficult. So we should not waste our human form of life, as well as we should not waste the time factor also. Nowadays, if you go and ask somebody, sir, please you read Bhagavad Gita, they will say, sir, I don't have a time. But we have to understand, Krishna is sitting inside our heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhisanna vishto matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. O Arjuna, I am seated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma. Is when we say no time, he is laughing from inside. This fellow is going everywhere and wasting time. When my devotee is asking to read Bhagavad Gita or chant the holy name, they are saying no times. But we have to understand, Krishna is watching within. So many people, they waste a lot of time going to the so many places. Just like they don't have a time. If we read Bhagavad Gita one shloka, it takes maximum 3 to 5 minutes, not more than that. God is given everything for us. God is given this human body. God is given, if you see in God's creation, everything is beautiful. Anything is lacking? Nothing is lacking. We are taking oxygen. And no, we are giving back the carbon dioxide, comes out. But the trees, they are taking carbon dioxide and giving oxygen. This is the wonderful creation of God. So, but we don't have a time for understanding about God. For example, we go to the hotel, we wait for, nowadays, if you go to hotel, sometime the food is ready, sometimes they cook and bring. It takes about 20 minutes or 30 minutes. We have to wait. People, they will be keep on talking. After that food will come, they will take it, then they will enjoy with the friends and take it. Sometimes it takes about 2 hours also. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he is a digesting fire. There are 6 kinds of air in our body. It is a digesting the food. So Krishna says, he is there in our body as a digestive fire. Sometimes we see doctor says, if your food is not digesting, that means the fire is not going and coming smoothly. For example, if you are enjoying in a hotel 2 hours, Krishna is sitting inside the heart. If he says, I will not digest the food, then what will happen? Whatever we are eating, everything become waste. So we have to understand that God is given everything. The time is very, very important, and the human form of life is very, very important. So in yesterday's shloka, Arjuna asked the question, oh Krishna, you explained about the Bhakti Yoga as well as the Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, and you said that Bhakti Yoga, the intelligent, the Buddhi Yoga is very, very Bhakti Yoga is the important. That is the higher than the Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. Then if the Buddhi Yoga is better than Karma Yoga, then why you are engaging in the war field? So he asked the question. Here today he is asking, my intelligence is bewildered by your equivocal instruction. Therefore, please tell me decisively which will be the most beneficial for me. You know, here Arjuna asking, don't tell me too many things. Tell me only one thing. What is best for me? So this is the question here Arjuna is asking. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, because we are in the age, especially in the age of Kali, we are totally confused. People already, they don't have a time. If we say so many things, they cannot follow anything. That's why for the benefit of everyone, Arjuna is putting this question. Arjuna is always with Krishna. He don't have any doubt. But for the benefit of us, Arjuna is asking this question. Srila Prabhupada mentioning here, some people they think everything is same. Karma yoga also same, jnana yoga also same, bhakti yoga also same. Just like worshipping Krishna or worshipping some stone or tree or some devi, devata. Worship means everything same, all are God. You worship anything, everything is same. There are some people they talk like this. For example, you purchase a ticket to Calcutta or purchase a ticket to Chennai or Bombay, all same. So this is the way people they generally talk, but it is not the same. So there are a very nice pastime in Mahabharata, like a confusing statement. It is called Dharma Sankata. Now Arjuna question he is asking because he is in a Dharma Sankata. Dharma Sankata means we can do this as that. Just like when the cow is coming, somebody is coming to chase the cow to kill. No, we should not always say any untruthful. If somebody is asking, sir, did you see this cow? No, we should not say any untruthful. But to save the cow, we can say the lie. We can say we didn't see the cow. Because to the save the cow, we say lie. So in this way, it is called Dharma Sankata. The Arjuna also in Mahabharata, one situation, when Ashwatthama, end of the Mahabharata, the sons of Draupadi, they were all sleeping. As per the Kshatriya rule, they should not kill the sleeping man. Nowadays, those days they follow the rules and regulation. They will not kill if somebody is sleeping. But nowadays, they will do anything and everything. So this Ashwatthama, he went and killed all the people, all the sons of Draupadi. So he thought that these five people are like a Pancha Pandavas, so let me kill. So in this way he killed by mistaken, and he took the head of all these Pancha Pandavas to Duryodhana. Duryodhana is about to die, and he saw this face to Duryodhana, and Duryodhana chastised Ashwatthama. Why you killed sleeping sons of the Pandus? So in this way he killed. After that Draupadi was lamenting like anything, oh my children sir, got killed. So then Arjuna saw the situation and they took vow. Whoever killed this my sons, I'll go and bring this fellow, head of this fellow, oh Draupadi, I will give to you like this. So in this way Arjuna and Krishna, they took the chariot and started chasing Ashwatthama. He went and caught Ashwatthama. This is a very long story, we can tell some other time. So Arjuna brought back this Ashwatthama, he tied like a butcher and he brought back to where the Draupadi is there. After coming here, Krishna says, now you kill this fellow. Because you already vowed to Draupadi, you will bring the head of those who killed this sleeping sons of the Pandavas. So Krishna advised him to kill this fellow, Ashwatthama. But other side, Draupadi, he saw that this is the son of Dronacharya, then he become very, very compassionate. No, Arjuna, please, you do not kill him, because he is our son of Guru, and he is a Brahmana also. Already I am lamenting because I lost my son. I don't want to lament. Kripi is the mother of Ashwatthama. So she will be lamenting if you kill this Ashwatthama. But Krishna is saying, no, you should kill. Because you already vowed. If Kshatriya is give any vow, they should, fulfill the vow. So Krishna says, you go and you kill this fellow. And Bhima also saying, yes, you have to kill. Bhima is always very, active. He wanted to kill. Bhima also saying, no, you have to kill. Why? Because as per the Kshatriya rule, one should not kill the sleeping sons. That too, if somebody is the children and the woman and the elderly people, they all should be given protection. But this fellow does not know the Shastra and he killed while they are sleeping. So Bhima is saying, you kill this fellow. And Yudhishthira Maharaj also saying, he is supporting Draupadi's statement, he is saying, don't kill. So here also Arjuna is in a bewildered condition. Some people are saying to kill, Krishna also is saying to kill, Draupadi telling not to kill, and Yudhishthira also not to kill. Because all these reasons are very very valid. So this is called Dharma Sankata. Then Krishna also saying kill, then Arjuna took a very wonderful decision. Because Krishna wanted to test how Arjuna is understanding the Shastra. Then immediately it is understood, it is as per the Shastra, if you remove the hair in the body, you know, there was in Ashwatthama, he had a jewel. If you cut that jewel, it is equal to death. So Arjuna immediately, he cut the jewel of the Ashwatthama, then left. So in this way, sometimes in our life also, we see, we will get this kind of situation like a Dharma Sankata. So those situation, here Arjuna is approaching a Supreme Personality of Godhead. So but because we are unqualified to directly hearing the question to Supreme Personality of Godhead, so we can ask to Guru or elderly people in our family. Nowadays if we see, people are not respecting the old people. Unfortunately, they are putting in the old homes. This is not at all good. This is due to the Kali Yuga, people are doing all wrong things. But the old people, elderly people, our grandparents, they are very very valuable asset, because they know so many things, they are experienced. There is a very nice story. There was one king, he wanted to clean the city. So he announced in the city, we have to clean the city. So while we are cleaning, we have to clean this all old people also. Because this king is very very young, he is very proud of his youth. He said, I don't want to see any old people in our city. Because old people is there, then there will be a suffering, there will be, you know, so many people will be diseased. I don't want to look all those things. So get rid of these old people and clean them and clean the country. So after that, there is a one man came to the kingdom and he was challenging the king. Those days, if somebody is challenging, now we have to like, if they invite for the games, we have to play. So this fellow, this strange fellow came and, you know, if the king is lose the game, then you have to surrender to the winner. So this fellow, he asked the two questions to the king. The first question, you have to insert the thread in the sank, the conchal. The second question he asked, you have to make a thread in the ash. So the king became totally bewildered. How can we insert the thread in the sank? Because in sank, if you see the conchal which we blow in the temple, there will be inside, there will be like a circle. It is not the straight hole. So it will be like a circle. So the king was thinking, oh my God, how can we insert the thread inside the sank? This is also very difficult. Then second question he asked, you have to make the thread in the ash. Ash, as soon as you touch, it will become powder. So how can we make? So he announced in the citizen. Those who know these two things, we will get the kingdom, unless we have to lose the kingdom. So then finally, one intelligent fellow, he made these two things. Then he took to the king. Then king he presented to this strange fellow. Then after that, this king asked this man, how did you manage to get these two things? Then he said, oh king, you asked to get rid of all the old people and you know, elderly people, but you know, I was hired my grandpa in our house. So he knows, he only taught me this. Because how he made? Because he took one ant and tied the thread in the ant legs, and he inserted inside the conchal. So ant went inside, and in the, you know, the thread also went along with the ant. Then he inserted the thread in the conchal. Then how he made the thread in the ash? He brought so many thread, the bigger size thread, and he burnt the fire. So after burning the fire, now the form, very wonderfully if you see, it will make like a thread. So he presented in this way. So from this, the king understood that the elderly people is very, very valuable. So in this way, we also should respect the elderly people. We should not send to the old age home. This is a very unfortunate situation in this age of Kali Yuga. Because when we are in very young, they are the one feeded us. They cleaned all the stool, urine and everything. They are taken everything, they are taken care of for everything. But when they become old, these people are sending to old age home. So from this, like Arjuna is asking question to Krishna when he is bewildered, similarly we also should approach the spiritual master and we have to ask the question, what is right, what is wrong in this way. So when we, without wasting time and without wasting the human form of life, when we approach a spiritual master and ask and read daily Bhagavad Gita and chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then we can perfect our human form of life. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Jai Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai.